We used to have a sign up here that said, what is once done out of necessity is later imitated for amusement.
That's Paul Rustand. Paul is a graphic designer. He owns his own company, Widgets and Stone, and spends most of his time in the conceptual phase of a project. He directs other people to do the hands-on work. But when he does get to do hands-on, it's usually with a computer. But his training was pre-computer, using printing presses and then sewing the pages together and gluing them into a book. He misses that tactile connection with the materials, which he finds therapeutic.
There's something to the physical process of making something and doing it with things that are not about speed, that are more about the actual process. And I think there is, at least to me in this world, a nice blend between what you can do now digitally and how it used to have to be done. That's sort of this kind of nice in-between therapeutic. There's something in doing it a different way that helps you slow down and appreciate and enjoy exactly the act of creating. And I think that's a lot of what we hope to be about, is offering that to the public.
Paul Rustand owned several printing presses before he ever knew how to use them. He ended up going to the University of Alabama, one of the few schools in the country still teaching the art of letterpress printing. While he was there, he became friends with Matt Greenwell, who now works in UTC's art department. They started talking about their mutual love for what is fast becoming a lost art, and decided they wanted to make their skills and the equipment available to others who might share their affection for handmade posters and books.
This was my creative release, to come and get and do some letterpress printing. So it was only people that were really close with me or my friends that would have access to it. Over a period of time, I grew up and got a little bit more mature and decided I could share my things. So as Matt and I were talking one day, I it's a shame that more people don't get to use these presses. We should, it'd be really cool to have kind of a cooperative or a collective or a workshop, something that people could get into and start to learn how to use it. Because people of all walks of life, people who don't even care about anything to do with design, are fascinated by letterpress and printmaking. And then that's when he said, well, hey, wait a minute, the UTC art department discontinued their printmaking program a couple years ago, and we have a lot of very valuable and good equipment just languishing away in storage. What if we could ask them if we could, share it and use it? And then that ball started rolling about, I guess, maybe January of last year. And then we applied for a Make Work grant to try to help get some, funds needed so we could start to get stuff repaired and maybe acquire a little bit more equipment, because I only had three presses. And so there was a couple other machines that would be really nice if we're going to offer classes to allow people to do stuff. So we brought in my great friend Terry Chenard, who I met in the University of Alabama, to do some consulting for us, tell us what equipment to get, kind of help us get the equipment repaired, and help us set up a curriculum for those first few classes, and maybe identify someone we could bring in as a letterpress director. And through a couple twists and turns in his life, he said, I'm coming to Chattanooga and I'm going to bring all my equipment. So he tripled the amount of letterpress equipment that we have, including things like, a binding stitcher or paper presses or drills and book cloth and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all of a sudden we have more stuff than we can fit in our space. And so we've really been scrambling for about the past 3 months to get stuff cleaned and fixed and create a space where you can walk. And so we're right on that cusp of kind of deciding what's a curriculum for the classes we're going to offer, talk to a few focus groups and see what classes should we offer, because we have a lot that we can offer that we just don't have the capability to just start off with. So we want to see what the community wants in initial classes and get open, hopefully, towards the end of September.
Juanita Tumalea taught printmaking at UTC in their art department for a number of years. But in the last few years, she'd begun to feel as if her skills were becoming outdated.
My students were doing Photoshop to layer, and I was moving transparencies around. And I still do. And I tried to do a class through Ava for learning Photoshop, and it was just, I need to do it with manipulating what I can see in front of me rather than trying to do it digitally. So I've come from that background, and I think at this point, because Paul and Matt have saved me from having to move into the next century. I can stay right where I am and do what I do and what I love doing, which is teaching printmaking using materials that have been around for a very, very long time.
It's not that either Paul or Juanita are Luddites opposed to progress. It's more that for her, as it is for Paul, working with the printing presses is reassuring. It's relaxing.
Ink has a smell. Solvents do, and some of them are better for you than others, and we're moving toward non-toxic ways to make prints. But it's that, and just when Terry is printing and you hear the click, and when it goes back, I mean, it almost lulls you into, you know, it's the rhythm, it's the ritual, and you're over here doing something else. And I think part of what I'm looking forward to, although sometimes we say we're just going to close the door and we're going to work, but we are going to have people in, and what I'm looking forward to is just the energy of somebody doing letterpress and somebody over here printing and somebody over there making a book. And if we're lucky, they can start with the print on signatures that they're going to make in a book, and then they can do all the narrative by letterpress, and they will have created the whole thing right here with us at Open Press. I think it's exciting. It's really exciting.
A big part of the appeal of the process for both Paul and Juanita is that it's an essentially artisanal approach, handmade, with all of the imperfections that implies.
There is something that, at least all of us designers, when we see something letterpress, there's a warmth and a humanity and a personality and a imperfection to it. Maybe that's the thing. The computer's gotten us so perfect. There's some charm to that unpredictable nature of it, I would say. And the same with printmaking when you do a lot of...
too. I had a student who was in design at UTC and took the etching class, and he said, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to get my hands dirty.
Yeah.
To actually hold this tool and do this work, and otherwise, I'm at a computer, and it's that transfixed looking at a screen and manipulating, but it's totally different from actually getting in and rolling up your sleeves and getting dirty.
It's very selfish to a large degree. I think all of us helping set this up really enjoy it. But on the other hand, we've seen how appealing it is. And I can't speak, I can guess to all the reasons why it's appealing to someone else. But the fact that it is, that there are lots of people in this community who would love to learn and love to use the equipment, I think that's the main driving force. I think it's cool that it's a craft, and it probably is a good sell to feel like you're part of something that's going extinct. And can you keep it from going extinct? But, you know, for us, we just really love the end result as well as the journey there.
If the idea appeals to you, they need your help. They have a Kickstarter campaign to raise the funds necessary to get everything ready to offer classes and the use of the equipment by September. They've raised about 70% of their goal so far. The deadline is this Friday, August 2nd. If you'd like to help, details are on their website, theopenpress.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.